Father's Day. Where's Amber? Did she sneak out? Everybody wave to Amber. All right, Amber is back. So after service, go and give her hugs and do all of that after service. Cool? And Pastor Lee and Jackie, they were going to go see their boys in LA and come back with Amber, but some unforeseen stuff happened. So they are out of town, which is awesome. We have some amazing pastors, and we could say they earned it, right? So on Father's Day, I want to talk about adoption, you know? And I know for some of us that this may be a painful day. You know, maybe your father isn't here. I know up until, let's see, Jonathan is a year and a half now, so up until that time, this day was a tough time for me. You know, to the point where I wouldn't even want to come to church. And most of you guys know our testimony. God is amazing. God is still a miracle God. We're still believing. But up until we had him, it was years. And I hated this day. Hated it. Didn't really come up with a great dad, and was saved out of a lot of stuff. So one thing that has always kept me in awe, and I call it the awe factor, is that we literally are adopted. And I think sometimes we can get so spiritually, wow, that we lose the simplicity of the gospel, which is, I'm in God's family. I'm a child of God. That's amazing to me. And there's so much we can learn in Scripture. And I know in the Old Testament we have, you know, Jehovah Jireh, which what does Jehovah Jireh mean? My Father. We have Jehovah Rapha. But I believe with all my heart, the name that God wants to be known as the most is Abba, which is Daddy. You know, I haven't been to Israel, but I've heard Joseph Prince say, you can go over to Israel, you can go to maybe like a playground or the mall, and you hear kids yelling, Abba, Abba, Abba. See, we read it in Scripture, and we're like, oh, that's cute. But man, it means Daddy. And I truly believe that when we stop trying to be a child of God, like trying to earn it, and just live that way, there's power in that. There's intimacy in that. There's relationship in that. Which really, everybody's heart in here is longing for a relationship with God. We all are. But I love how Scripture puts it in context. He is Daddy, I am son. He is Daddy, you are son, or you are daughter. This is how we relate to God. And we do this, most of us, so easily with our earthly parents. We just relate, your mom, I'm child. And we relate. But when we lose it, when we bring it to God, and we start thinking, well, I haven't read my Bible enough this week. I haven't prayed enough. I haven't told people about Jesus at my job. And we start putting all this, and it keeps us away. When I look at Jonathan, and Jonathan can be having a rough day. He's teething. There are some rough days. And he never runs from me. It's always two. Even when he's in pain. The molars are coming in, which from what I hear is like the worst one. And then the canines, he's never running. Well, I just like pooped my pants. I can't go to daddy. Kids don't do that. He just runs too. That's amazing. But a lot of people, maybe some of you in here this morning, you have let maybe your past keep you from running too. Maybe it's a current addiction, and you've you've run from. Healing is running to. Freedom happens when you run to and start to relate to him as daddy. As daddy. So I want to read some scriptures because I want us to see that adoption is God's way. And this is amazing to me. I know for many years of my Christian walk, it was a lot of law. Can anybody relate to that? If you didn't do enough, you didn't think you were accepted. Well, when you start thinking he's dad and I'm a child, you already live in acceptance. And there's power in that. Amen? So we're going to go to Romans 8. Romans 8:15. And for you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. We should never lose the awe of adoption, ever. There's so many things we can learn about, but I believe there is real power. We're a grace church, talk about God's grace, God's love. I believe this is where we experience it, is in adoption. And when we live that way, we got a lot of Christians that don't live as children. They're trying to earn it. It's settled. You can't earn something you already are. You have to take by faith and say, this is who I am. I'm living this way. And there's power in that. If you have received Jesus, you are a child of God. You can't earn it. Maybe that's why you're tired and burnt out. Because that's religion, trying to earn. Grace is, it's already done. And living that way. We can know it, but power happens when we live in it. Are we living as a child of God day by day? So many people, I got to get up, I got to spend an hour in prayer. And if you do that, awesome, God bless you. But there are like people that will go and spend an hour in prayer and then they leave that prayer closet and they don't talk to God the rest of the day. This doesn't say that that's prayer. This says we should be praying constantly. What is prayer? Just communicating. Man complicates it. Jesus simplifies it. Amen? Yes. By whom we cry, Abba, Father. Let's go to Galatians 4:5. Isn't it amazing that we're adopted? That this was God's way. That's amazing to me. We think, oh, he came and endured the cross just so I could go spend heaven with him. No. He went and endured the cross so he could be daddy and I could be son. That's the point of the cross. Not just to go to heaven. And that's awesome that we get to go to heaven, and we should live in that too. But it wasn't just, well, let me just get him into heaven. No. It was so he could bring heaven to earth. It was so he could live in you, and you could have a relationship with him that is real, that is intimate, that is alive. God is meant to be experienced. His love is meant to be experienced. And I believe we experience it through adoption. When we live as a child of God. This will give power. When a circumstance comes up and you can go, Daddy's got it. It amazes me how we do this as natural children. I'm in a bind. I can go to dad. But then when it comes to here, well, I haven't earned it. We could never earn it. In fact, you didn't earn it with your natural parents. You were born into it. Did you catch that? I could fly to Florida right now, not tell my mom or my stepdad anything. I could show up, knock on the door. Hey, I can go straight to the fridge. I can make me whatever they have there. They drink diet soda, so I'm not drinking any soda there. You know, but I could go and I could do that. Now, if you go to Florida, knock on my mom's door and walk in, they're calling the cops on you. See, right there, me going to the house, knocking and going in, that's me living as my mom's son. But if I go in and I go, well, I'm just thankful to be in the house. I'll stand right here. Mom's going to go, what is wrong with you? Will you get in here and get something? Do you want something? Do you want this? Do you want that? Real power in living as a child of God. Not just mentally knowing it, but in our hearts knowing I'm a child of God and living that way. There's a confidence that happens. And on this Father's Day, I know we're a smaller crowd. Most of us know this, but I honestly think we need to be reminded of this. I love how Joseph Prince says that if he starts getting away from this kind of stuff, he feels, I got to get back to God's love and his grace and who he's made. There's real power in it. So Galatians 4:5. To redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as son. And because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. There it is again. This is all God's plan. This is it. This whole book is an adoption process. Started right in the garden when man fell, and God spoke his plan already in the garden. It was an adoption story. See, when he split the Red Sea, we can read over that, that was just to save the Israelites. No, well, yes, but it's deeper. He had to get the Israelites to the place that Jesus would be born. You catch that? This whole process of splitting the Red Sea, sending Moses, it's all to free the people, so the adoption process. Abba, Father. Go to one more. Ephesians 1:5. He predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will. This is his will, that you would be his son. You would be his daughter. This is what God wants. It says right there, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. This is God's will. This is his plan. It's his plan for you. It's his plan for me to be his son. It's his plan for you to be his son and to be his daughter and to live that way. You can't get more accepted by God than you are right now. You can't. You can't get more loved by God than you are loved right now. There's nothing you could do to make God love you more. There's nothing you can do to make God love you less. And God does not love some future version of you more than he loves the way you are presently. Why? Because he's daddy. He looks at me and goes, man, I'm proud of you. Some of you never heard that from your dad. Hear it from daddy, from Abba. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the choices that you're making. Yeah, but I'm not perfect. Who is? We get to live in the perfect one. Jesus. So most of you know that we adopted Jonathan, and it was a crazy, crazy process. But there are some, I just want to kind of talk about adoption. We went through the Bible, kind of solid, and there's more scriptures. I kind of want to talk about some of the things that I learned as an adoptive dad. One of the things is adoption is a choice. And God chose you. I mean, when he was on the cross, you were on his mind. That never gets old to me. Well, how do you know that? Well, go to John 17, where he's praying in the garden. He prays for us today. In the garden, we were on his mind. And it never gets old. It's like, wow. You know, reading through, I'm reading through the book of Mark right now, and I just ended it, but I ended with, obviously, with Jesus getting crucified. And it's like, we can read that and go, what he went through. I'm talking about, now I know you ladies can't grow beards, so hope not. You know. But I have gotten this. I caught in my sweater and I'm crying. Jonathan has got hold of this, and it's like . And when you read that he was dressed in a purple robe, mocking him, crown of thorns, having his beard pulled to where there's no longer any hair there. And then he's getting punched, prophesied prophet, being mocked, being made fun of, and you were on his mind. I love how it says Pilate marveled because he just stayed quiet. Jesus was a man's man. It's like, this is God's will. I love them. They're going to get a relationship out of this that's just as good as mine and his. And it's worth it to me. And he carries the cross, and then he's crucified. But he's whipped first. We all remember that. It's amazing. All a part of the adoption story. See, adoption is a choice. We love John 3:16. For God so loved, choice. 1 John 4:9, we love him because he first loved us, showing a choice. I choose to love you. I choose to love you. Second thing is adoption has a price. Go back to John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave. Jesus was your adoption payment. Jesus brought you into the family of God. It's done. I love Jesus. It is finished. What's finished? The adoption. See, and that's the third thing. See, adoption, there's always a choice. There's always a price. And then we need to understand that adoption is legal. It is legal. One of the coolest moments of my life was sitting in a courtroom. And I forget how old it is. We just, in the adoption world, it's called Gotcha Day. And June 7th was Jonathan's Gotcha Day, when he legally became a Richardson. And it was Esther and I, and of course, Jonathan, Pastor Lee and Jackie were there. And we're sitting there in front of this judge. See, remember, adoption is legal. And one of the things she, because his birth mom gave him a name. And in that courtroom, one of the things that I will never forget, it was, you were known as this, but from here forward, you'll be known as this. See, it's legal. It is finished. It's legally done. That means the devil can't mess with you. He's legally defeated. Unless we allow him, we can let him mess with us. But when we understand, and I love the Bible, how it says that one day we're going to see him and we're going to go, that guy? Like, that's the guy that I let mess with me? Him? I think we need to have the attitude now. You? Trying to talk to me that way? But what will give us that kind of boldness? Adoption. I'm a child of God. It means I have the right to look at him and remind him, you're defeated. This can no longer stand. That means your healing is legally yours. Depression cannot live in you. Can't. Why? Because joy is yours legally. Oh, come on, church. Legally, this thing is done. It's a legal process that has taken place. Let's live in what is already done. Let's not go back and try to earn it. This is legally done. Adoption is a choice. It has a price. And it's legal. And we need to live here. I remember being in the hospital. First of all, we prayed through the entire thing. And when you're going through the infant adoption, you can like put, I want this race, I want this race. And I don't know why we were praying. And you can get mad at me if you want, but I was like black. I don't know why. So I put black, black Asian, black Hispanic, black Caucasian. I just marked everything black. Because that's what I felt God wanted me to do. Now, if you met Jonathan, you'd question, you black? And that was my reaction when we first went to the hospital. We got this phone call. We're like, oh, he's born. We're driving to Phoenix. We get to the hospital, and they had to like let us in because he was in the NICU, and all this stuff. And we walked through these big double doors, and it's like, pff, and it's like the moment you're going to see your son. It's like... And they walk us to him, and I was, and my exact response was, are you sure? This is, because he had like, he's under these like blue lights, so he looked like a white boy, and I was like, are you sure, nurse? Are you sure he's mine? They're like, Yeah, we're sure. It's legally done. We could just stop and praise God right there. It's legally done. I'm in the family of God. I don't have to earn it. I don't have to earn it. Let's stop trying to earn from God and just receive. Our job is to respond to Him. His word says, this is yours. We respond to that. Cool, I'm responding to this. I receive it. It's amazing. It's an amazing way to live. You guys ever having fun? Tyler's always my hype man. So I want to talk about, we went through the Bible, we've seen the Bible, adoption is in there. I really want to talk about those three things. It's a choice, has a price that has been paid, so you don't have to pay a price for it. Many Christians live there. This is happening to me because God is teaching me a lesson. We attest God things to God that we would call an earthly father. We would call the cops on. We would. Well, God gave me this cancer to teach me how to trust Him more. Man, a spirit of slap want to come on me? Pfft, wake up. No, that is not Jesus. Look through the Gospels. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You will not find one time in the Gospels where He walked anywhere and said, leprosy, because you need to trust me more. Peter, you're talking too much, boy. Cancer. Never did that. He healed it. He took it away. He never gave it. He's a good Father. He's a good dad. Always. Always. Never does He say, you need to learn more. I'm going to mess with your life a little bit. I'm going to mess with your finances. I'm going to cause a divorce so you can. There are people that believe this. How can you have a real intimate relationship with somebody that is doing bad to you? Does that make sense? We as humans, if someone is treating us a certain way, we kind of tend to back off. Well, you get out. But then, God is doing this to me. He's trying. That is not God. You need to hear that this morning. He is good. He is love. He is good. He is love. He's not causing anything in your life. Can I challenge you in that this morning? He's not causing anything in your life to happen right now. He's good. Acts 10:38, Jesus went about doing good and healing all. He went about doing good. And the Bible says He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So has that changed? Then that's where we need to live. He is good. He's a good Father. He has my best interest at heart. See, you can trust God with your past, you can trust God with your present, and you can most assuredly trust Him with your future. Because you're in relationship. He's daddy. And He longs to be that to you and to me. It's His deepest desire. I want to show you how much I love you. I want to enjoy you. He doesn't want you talking to Him because you feel like you have to. He wants you to talk to Him because you want to. And you love Him. Amen? So there are a few things that I call the benefits of adoption. And I kind of want to go through some of those. So one would be relationship. We talked about it. We get a relationship with Him. See, we are never fatherless. ever. Maybe your dad's not here anymore. Maybe your dad wasn't a good dad. You have a father. And it's the best father you could ever imagine. He's God. He's good. He is love. He's amazing. And he's your dad. We need to stop saying, I'm fatherless. We had a whole generation that is growing up fatherless. It's an epidemic. They need to know you're not fatherless. They don't need to hear you're messed up, you're going to hell, God is mad at you. What they need to hear is there is a father that loves you. Yes. And watch their hearts change. Watch their hearts change. Relationship. I love how 1 John 3:1 says that, what manner of love is this? That we get to be sons of God. That we get to be children of God. This is an amazing love. So benefits of adoption. One would be relationship. And also we get a family. See, I have a family, a earthly, natural family, that really isn't serving God right now. But I'm not familyless. I have a family. You're my family. I love the name of the church, Family Church. We're a family. This is amazing. This is powerful. A lot of us don't laugh. You guys promise. A lot of us long for that. I long for a daddy relationship. You can have it. You know, we haven't announced it yet, but Esther and I are adopting again. And we are adopting because we feel it's on our heart to adopt out of foster care. Now, with that comes some stuff. With that comes some stuff. And I'm not going to get into it right now, but we have, we've inquired about a certain person. And we just... Actually, in the last two days, I've heard about her past. Pretty much raised in foster care. And I love how her past, Esther and I, don't go, oh, it draws us. And that's God. That's God. Your past doesn't push him away. Your past actually draws him to you. Because he wants to heal it. And in fact, he wants to make you a new creation. We're not living in our... I love how Paul said, this one thing I do, I let go of the past and I keep going forward. Church, we got to drop the past at the cross. Trust God with it and move forward. And live in this adoption. So benefits of adoption, we have relationship. Number two, access. Access. Now what I mean by that? Romans 5:2 says that through Jesus we now have this access. Do you realize that you have access to God at any moment? You're not trying to get it, you have it. I love how Hebrews 4:16 says that we can come boldly into the throne. What will cause you to live boldly and run to the throne, living as a child? His door is never locked. It's never locked. It's always open. And we have access. Jonathan doesn't care what I'm doing. He'll barge in. Kids don't care. They're like, you're going to the bathroom? Cool, you're here, I'm here. I'm gonna hang out right here while you're like, get out of here. What if we were to, I love how Jesus said that in order to understand the kingdom, we need to receive it as a child. There's power in living as a child of God, not trying to be, living in it. Access. Anytime I need God, I can just talk to him and he's there. I have access. You have access. His door is always open to you. Yeah. Always. Three, structure. As we're going through this new adoption process, one of the things that we hear a lot that these kids need is structure. And as humans, can we agree we need structure? Yes. Now, that looks different to all of us, and I understand. Okay? My wife is way more, what do you call it? She is that there's a word that I can't find right. She's not like a planner like I am. Like Esther can just like, okay, we're going to, and I'm like, whoa. Spontaneous. Esther is really spontaneous. Me, she's taught me to be spontaneous a lot more. But we all need this structure. We need that. There's security in structure. And when we are led of God, when we are living this adoption, he leads us. Hey, let's not go that way. Let's go this way. Cool. Structure. Let's go. Hey, you see this scripture? Let's meditate on that for a while. Structure. We need it. I love how God provides structure. I was somebody who wasn't living for God. There was no structure in my life. And I love how grace and God's love, we come into a family, come to this relationship, and we get structure. It's a good thing. We get direction from him for our future, which gives us structure. So we got relationship, some of the benefits of adoption. We got relationship, we got access. I love that I have access. We have structure. The word of God gives us structure. He said, my words are spirit and they are truth. Structure. He said, I have come to give you life and give you life in abundance, John 10:10. Structure. We need it. It's a good thing. When we have a new identity, is my last benefit of adoption. 2 Corinthians 5. What's the scripture I'm going to? 17. Say it. Come on. We've been through this a lot. If anyone is in Christ, he is. The old is. The new has. A new creation. I'll never forget that judge, Jonathan, and he's like 6 months old. I don't even think he was 6 months old yet. So he has no idea what's going on. But the judge is like, you were born this, but you will from now on be known as this. And she smacked her what do you call it? Gavel. Boom. I'm crying. My wife is crying. Pastor Lee's crying. Jonathan's sitting there like, you guys are weird. Can we get some food now? But a new identity. A new identity. And that's how God sees you. He doesn't see you in your past. He sees you in the new creation that he made. Hallelujah. Phones are even agreeing. That's awesome to me. And if we're living in our past, we're not living in the new. Did you hear that? If you're living in the past, you aren't living in the new. The only way to live in the new is just like Paul said, it's one thing I do, I forget, I let go, and I go this way. Yes. Now the devil, we know, the devil's gonna try to come up and go, you don't really have access. You know what you've done. Let's answer him back, yeah. But the cross canceled that out. I now have access anytime that I want. This is meant to be a consistent relationship. Because most of you that are parents, you guys know you don't ever clock out when you're a parent. So God doesn't clock out on you. Well, you can only talk to me from 8 in the morning to 5 at night. No. You have access. You're in relationship. You have access. This can give you structure. This is not a rule book. This is a way to live life. Amen. To its fullest. And we have a new identity. Yeah, we may have been born into some things. We may have made some bad choices. But the cross canceled that out. You are new. And you can't change that. We can choose not to live in it, but you can't choose. You can't change what God, if you receive Jesus, you can't change what God did in you. You are a new creation. You are a new creature. The old is gone. See, I think one of the only ways to really live in this intimate relationship is to let go of the past. Now, we can be honest with God and say, God, look, I'm still struggling with this. And God wants that, because a real intimate relationship is where you're communicating and being real. I love David, who was called a man after God's own heart. You can read his Psalms. The dude was like, one psalm, it's, God, you're amazing. I love you. You've done this for me. And next psalm, it's, God, where have you gone? My enemies are winning. I want you to kill them and let me watch you kill them. He said things like this. But there was a relationship there. You can go and be honest with God. You can go and vent with God. God, I'm frustrated right now. I'm mad right now. This person did this and I'm mad right now, but I know you want me to love everybody, so just help me. Yes. We can live in that relationship, and we get to, but are we? This is, and the girl that we're talking about, adopting, breaks my heart, man. Grew up in foster care. Her story is like, makes me want to cry. Doesn't know what normal is. See, living in God's family and living as a child of God, it's actually normal. It's what we were created to be in relationship with Him. And we come, we get into this relationship, we start to learn this is normal and some of that stuff is not normal. It's to live in what's normal. This should be normal. This should be a normal reaction. Amen? You guys good? You having fun? Isn't God amazing? Isn't His adoption plan? I pray that you saw it in Scripture. There's so many more. I read 3, but I don't want you to ever forget you have relationship, you have access. This can give you structure, and you're a new creature. We need to live here. It's so easy to look down on ourselves and go, I keep messing up. I keep messing up. God must be mad at me. God doesn't get mad at anybody. He is love. He's not mad at you, church. If you walked in here thinking God is mad because you haven't done X, Y, Z, A, B, C, whatever, he's not mad. He loves you. He loves you. You're his child. He looks on you and he's proud. He's proud of you. Why? Because you chose Jesus. You chose his adoption plan. Will you be perfect in it? Will you be a perfect child? No. And he knew that before time was time. He knew that we wouldn't be perfect as his kids. He knew people would utterly reject him, and he still went through it. Why? Because he has this intense, passionate, intimate love for you and for me. I'm adopted. You're adopted. And we get to live in that. That's amazing. You know, dads, you know, I just want to, and I'm still a rookie dad, you know. But I want to challenge us, because they've done studies and they actually say that people get 95% of their identity from their dad. It's crazy. This is our identity. Right here. Dads, your kids need you. Grandpas, your kids and your grandkids need you. I've been challenged in so many ways being a dad. You know, one time I was disciplining Jonathan, because I believe it starts now. And I'm seeing the fruit of it now. But I remember one time I was going to give him a little spanking. And God challenged me. Said, what does your face look like? I was like, now, what he was doing, he should have got a, we call it in my house a pow-pow. And he knows that word. But my face, I didn't smack him hard. Don't stay with me now, okay? It's not good. I know it's politically talking about spanking. Anyway. But I remember God challenged me, what's your face look like? When I discipline him. We need to be tough, but we need to be love. And that got me, because I started thinking about God's face towards me. And even when he is correcting me, he never has a look or an emotion of anger. It's a face and an emotion of love. Almost like he's smiling while he's disciplining me, while he's correcting me. Can I just be real? God's face to you is like, I love you. That's an awesome thought. God is smiling towards you today. Well, I walked in a mess. You don't understand. You're right. I may not understand the mess that you came in, but I can tell you God is looking at you smiling. Because he's a good God. Hey, Todd, come on, grab your your guitar. I'm going to throw a wrench in your playing. I want you to sing Good, Good Father. So I pray you were blessed. I pray you were encouraged. Now on this Father's Day, can we just worship him as Daddy? Yes. Can we just stand up? And I really mean, if you came here hurting, you're in the right place. If you came here hurting, you're in the right place. If you came here feeling fatherless, you have a father. You have a daddy. And daddies, once again, daddies that are in here, your kids need you. Amen. Let's just worship him right now. You can close your eyes, raise your hands. But can we enjoy this access right now that the cross gives us, that Jesus gave us?
You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Many searching.
Oh, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, because you know just what we we say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who you're a good father. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways.
Call me.
It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Let me hear the voices. Let me sing it.
You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are.
Just thank you right now for your adoption plan. Thank you that we, if we've received Jesus, we're your kids. We have a dad. We're not fatherless. We're never alone. We thank you for that, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to have some people come up and pray for our prayer team. But I really feel like some of you came in hurting for different reasons. We're going to have people that are up here. Can you guys come up? Come up and just pray. Come and get encouraged this morning with Daddy, and they'll help you. So I'm gonna pray, and then please feel free to come up. If you never received Jesus, if you say, you know what, I don't know if I'm in the family of God, come up. It's not hard. It's just saying yes to Jesus, and they can help you do that. Amen. God, I thank you for this morning. Just a reminder that you're a good dad. That we are your children. And I just thank you that through this week, we'll boldly live in who you made us. We will boldly live in this relationship where you are dad and I am son, I am child. We'll boldly live there this week. Just thank you that you bless everybody in this room this week. Thank you. You'll bring them back safely next week. And we just thank you for a good week because you are good. And we're in relationship with you. So no matter what goes on, you're still good. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, everybody said?
Amen.
So again, they'll be up here. Please come up and get prayer. Little, big thing, whatever it is. But come up, get prayer.